Welcome to this in-studio session on WNRN. I'm Bob Masalgo. We're here with Ketch Secor at the Front Porch in Charlottesville, coming to you live. Ketch is also here because he's got a new solo record. His first solo record, Story the Crow Told Me, is out now. It's available on all the streaming sites, and you can find it at the Old Crow Medicine Show website. Ketch, welcome back to Central Virginia.
Well, thanks. It's so great to be here on WNRN.
We like it, too.
Long-time listener. Love all the things you guys have done with the place.
Congratulations on the new solo record. Do you want to play one from that? What do you got in mind to start with?
Yeah, I thought I'd play one off of my new record here. This is a kind of a song cycle that tells the story of the mighty Old Crow Medicine Show, who first came to fame and fortune on the short end of the stick by crossing Old Rockfish Gap, and the rest is history. Now to part in track number 7, the westbound Empire Builder making station stops Glenview, Milwaukee, Columbus, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Tomah, La Crosse, Winona, Red Wings, St. Paul, St. Cloud, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Rugby, Minot, Stanley, Williston, Wolf Point, Glasgow, Malta, Haver, Shelby, Cut, Frank, Glacier, Browning, Whitefish, Libby, Sandpoint, Spokane, Everett, Seattle, King Street Station, all aboard track number 7, the westbound Empire Builder. Couple of years before Old Crow, I was bored in a train for Chicago, learning the key to the highway. I was learning to sing it out my way. See, I just turned 15, I had me a ticket up on my sleeve, some 26 brackets of 5-string strung on up to my ears, and a belly full of song worth more than my years. My case swung open like the doors of hell. I tried to cast me a busker's spell. Whoa, 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 let it rain. Pennies and nickels, give me your scratch, 'cause I got a train to catch and make my getaway. Whoa, 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 let it rain. You got your ears on Tom Speed and the Anteater, roger that copy. You got the Salisbury Pride on both sides of 81, come on. You get a load of the boys in that four-wheeler, put lights on that rig, call it a hillbilly Christmas tree. That ain't no Volvo, that's a damn jalopy. Flames painted on the quarter panel. How's about pulling over the Flying J, give it the tune 10-4 big truck. One winter critter said he was willing to go up Route 11 to Ontario to dance them daughters and wear that crown and be the king of the curb from Lake Huron on down. My case swung open like a Niagara wind, and I said that busker's prayer again. Whoa, 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 let it rain. Pennies and nickels, Mr. RCMP, won't you cut me some slack? I got a song to catch and make my getaway. Whoa, whoa, let it rain. And the old gods of the west met the new gods of the east and decided to remake the world above those gouged bear claw waters, a new republic to rise from the land of the ancients. And it was decided the old gods would name the waters and the new gods the land. And for the waters, the old gods chose Kinesis, Canadis, Honeyoy, Canandaigua, Kiyuka, Owasco, Skinny Atlas, and Otisco. And for the land, the new gods chose Aurelius, Hannibal, Hector, Homer, Dryden, Lysander, Manlius, Ovid, Sempronius, Tully, and Ulysses. But one name they decided jointly for the place above the greatest of waters, it was to be called Ithaca. Well, in the Rongo haze, he got a little far gone, lighting up another Irish car bomb. And then Willie called at 11:11 with a voice like the rack of the old 97. Shaney and Jaco, the bird dog flying on a trail of tip jars to Vancouver Island. Whoa, 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 let it rain. Pennies and nickels, whatever you got. But the best tip of all was from a man named Doc. All right. So, WNRN, as you can see, we're sort of blending story and song.
Ketch Sikor coming to you from the front porch in Charlottesville. We're live in studio on WNRN. Ketch has a new solo album. That song is from it. It's called Story the Crow Told Me. Ketch, why was now the right time to do a solo album?
Well, let's see. When I first crossed that Rockfish Gap and came down here to see how the good side of the valley was, here in the Piedmont, where the things break big, that was back in the 90s. So we're talking 30 years before I first, you know, turned on this now almost celebrating 30-year anniversary of WNRN and saw all the wonderful things that happened here in Albemarle. And so, you know, looking back through the lens of time, I can see that all these twists and turns that allowed me to go have myself a quixotic journey around the world several times, they all began, you know, about 30 years ago. So people have been wondering why I started making a solo record, you know, 30 years after the fact. And I guess just because I'd finally gotten enough history under my belt to know what I was talking about. Y'all might remember this time that I was in this film. It's a 16-hour miniseries. It's called Country Music. It's by Ken Burns. Well, I was asking Ken Burns, hey, man, why'd you stop in 1999? Why didn't you tell him all about, you know, all the things that were happening in the, you know, early part of the new millennium for country music? And he said, because it takes 25 years to understand what happened. If we were to tell history right now, then we wouldn't really know all of the variables of how we had responded, what had come in the wake of decisions made at that time. But he feels that one generation is what allows us to look back and really understand how things occurred. So this is my Ken Burnsian approach.
We're with Ketch Sikor at the front porch in Charlottesville. You got another song for us?
Sure do. Well, the boys and me didn't know what to do when our trans-Canadian trip was through. You see, back then Nashville wasn't cool, so we loaded up the truck, bound for Boone. Learned to talk like a hillbilly. Manger, backer, bar, war, far. Yins. Blackbird, blackbird, cuff for days, sing a little while and fly away. Sleeping on a cot in a halfway house, Shiny looking all over east, west, south. Got a lead on an Appalachian abode, an old crow shanty down Flat Springs Road. We started multiplying chickens, goats, lamb, rabbit, coon, dog, pigs. Build ourselves a fan base, blackbird, blackbird, cover day. Sing a little while and fly away in the sky so blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Hey, way on top of old Spook Mountain, there's Fraser firs like you can't count them. But down in the vale where the laurel's pink, a fella start itching for something to drink. They say that good water makes for good corn. Help you swallow them loratads too. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. Hey, let's make liquor in the bathtub soon, said Benny one morning on the road to Boone. Jingling the bell at the hardware store, carrying a copy of Foxfire 4. We started cooking, slag jar, thump keg, on the stovetop for that worm. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. Standing on the corner, King Street and High, still a little drunk on the 5th of July, when a red Cherokee popped there in the hot sun, and out popped little Miss Nancy Watson. She had her daddy in tow. Old fella didn't see too good. Said he liked what he heard, though. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. Oh, my little darling, we were singing in the morning. Drugstore smelled like fried bologna. Arthur Grimes dancing on a buckboard, yep. Doc said something that I'll never forget. That's real old-timey, boys. Like to have Yunes up to the Merle Fest. Yippee! Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away. So one fine springtime afternoon, me and the boys, we busted out a boon for a bigger curb to crow real loud. I sure hope we made him proud. So long, Elk Park. Howdy, North Wilkesboro. Blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the sky so blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Hey, blackbird, blackbird, crow for days, sing a little while and fly away in the sky so blue. Blackbird, blackbird, you done flew. Thanks.
Ketch, you mentioned the fact that Old Crow Medicine Show now in their third decade, you know, with the exception of Morgan on stand-up bass, you know, it's changed quite a bit over the years. How hard has it been to maintain the continuity and quality in that band as you've changed members?
Well, it's kind of like the Cavaliers, you know. Like, you might not have Ralph Sampson playing for you no more. But that don't mean you're not the Cavaliers. You know, it's like a ball club. You just got to kind of keep the spirit, the ethos alive. And it helps that I've been playing Casey Stengel at the bat for all these years now. But, you know, the turnover rate. I mean, look at Bob Dylan's band. We were waxing earlier that a couple of us here in the room here, longtime WNRN listeners, all were at the same Bob Dylan show when Driving and Crying were opening up. Now, remind me, what was the name of that venue? It was at University Hall. It was the basketball. Speaking of the Cavaliers. Now, if you were to put all of Bob Dylan's band members into this room, you'd have to move upstairs. And our friends here at the front porch would love you to move upstairs because you can see their amazing facilities where their outreach programs reach folks all across Albemarle County, both in the school systems and out, and they're teaching about 600 kids right upstairs. And 600, I think, is how many people were in Bob Dylan's band. Cumulatively.
I got to ask you another question, or a question about something you just recently completed. That's the Railroad Revival Tour. I think from your background, man, that must have been a load of fun to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we made a stop in Virginia, and about 15 years ago, Marcus and Ben and the members of Mumford & Sons reached out about would we join them on this, you know, train tour all across America. And of course, we did, and the members of a great band that was really spunky called Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros came along. Say that one six times fast. And we all got on board this wily train ride from Oakland all the way to New Orleans. Well, then 15 years later, they called me up again and said, well, we're going to do round two. We're going to leave from New Orleans, and we're going to go all the way up to Vermont. And it was a different kind of a run this time. Because, of course, everybody's got kids, and so we don't party as hard, and the train wasn't sort of like rolling up. It didn't levitate quite as much off of the tracks. That was a Marty McFly reference. Anyhow, it was an amazing journey, and, of course, in these past 15 years, where the Mumford and Sons boys have navigated is, you know, uncharted waters, and so many of the openers that we had when we were kids, you know, like playing in at the Pavilion with the Lumineers opening up for us, you know, 15 years ago. It wasn't really that long ago. I was at a joint once, and Tyler Childers came up to me and he said, hey, you probably don't remember me, but I came up to you at this, you know, at a hillbilly joint in East Kentucky, and you gave me a dip, and I was 15, and I really liked that tour, and, you know. And I said, oh, man, that was like last, that feels like it was last week, you know, but that was half that guy's life ago. But for me, you know, I'm getting to that age where it starts to all run together. And I'm like, you know, I feel like the train two or three could roll down the James River anytime soon.
Congratulations again on the new album, Story the Crow Told Me. It's your first solo album. Would you like to play another song from it?
Yeah, sure. I will.
Great.
Well, this is an album of song cycles, you know, as I sort of look into the crystal ball of time, or like, how about that story of Wovaka? You know this one? So Wovaka was the great teacher from out in the, he was a Ute, you know, a Paiute elder, pardon me. Wovaka was a Paiute elder. Wovaka had a white man's hat. He turned it over, and inside of that hat, which was sort of like an Abe Lincoln style hat, can you picture that hat, WNRN? You know the kind of hat I'm talking about. They call it a stovepipe. Wovaka, the great Paiute elder, had a stovepipe hat, and they said that when you turned it over, inside you could see the galaxy. Imagine that. He was a great visionary here in North America, and he taught the people the ghost dance. I'm thinking about Wovaka, the Paiute elder, because I was recently out there in the Black Hills. We played a show, and it was so great to be at the world's largest powwow. It's the Lakota powwow, but folks from all over North America gather at it. And so I always felt really a lot more in touch with Native North America anytime I get out there. Wovaka, the Paiute elder. How did I get on that topic? What was I gonna sing? Oh, I was going to talk about looking into the crystal ball of time. Or what if you had a stovepipe hat that had the galaxy inside? Because maybe you do. Maybe you can access all of these miraculous, ungainly types of things, you know, just with your imagination. I think that's why I got into the music business. I found that if I was, singing, I could understand things better. Or if I was listening to song, I felt a greater sense of the mysteries of the world than when I just heard somebody talk. Another example of this is a religious experience that I had one time in a church in downtown L.A. L.A., you know, downtown, it's pretty freaky, right? Like, it feels a little zombie apocalypse, right? And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just, you know, it's got a certain odor in your nose that you don't really get rid of. You'd have to, like, sniff ammonia just to get that out of your nose. But anyhow, in some of these old theaters where, you know, stars like Lillian Gish and Ruby Keeler used to, you know, foxtrot, now they got old churches set up. Many of these churches are sung in different languages, and I went to one, and I heard this sermon. It was all in Spanish, and I don't speak any Spanish, and I felt closer to God listening to a sermon all in a language I didn't understand than anything that I could have comprehended in a language I was familiar with. You know what I mean? It seems like sometimes knowing less is knowing more. Like, if you can't even put the words into a frame of reference, you might feel closer to the majesty of this world. I guess that's why I got into songcraft. Anyhow, this is not a song about any of those things. It's just a regular run-of-the-mill song about a dude trying to make sense of the world. When I got to Nashville, it seemed like the whole town was up for sale, like a great big auction's gavel was about to pound and say, "Sold!" to the highest bidder. That was at least the feeling that I had in 1999 when I first came down the Briley Parkway and strutted my stuff down Dickerson Road. I made a friend there. His name was Marty Stewart. And Marty was a real guiding light for me. So was Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. So was the Grand Ole Opry. So was Porter Wagoner. Talk about having the universe inside your stovepipe hat. I felt like I could touch the very stars. I was 21 years old and Merle Haggard was whispering in my ear. And that's the truth. Out in a garlic field in Gilroy, California, I could still feel his whiskers tickling my ear. That was a little homoerotic, I'll admit. But this is Charlottesville, Virginia, and we can say stuff like that. Anyhow, here's a song. Hello, Highland Rim, coursing round my city, standing for a long old time, full of mystery. Well, you've seen it all before, and so I'm wondering, would you show me the way down the trail to the place where the birds fly away to be free? Hello, string picker, you're singing mighty fine. I've heard them just like you, but they didn't want to climb. Up here's on my back, where I could show them a sign and guide the way down the trail to that high, lonesome place where the birds fly away to be free. Hello, Highland Rim, you're looking mighty fine, shaking off the winter months, ringing in springtime. I'd like to ask you something, if you don't mind. You see, I get full of dread, all these worries in my head makes these wings feel as heavy as lead. Hello, string picker. Well, that's a heartfelt lament. But see, time has a way of making straight all roads that once were bent. The
From high up here, it's pretty clear that all is vanity. But there's a season, do everything, stick it out, strum and sing with the birds and fly away to be free. Well, thanks a lot, Highland Rim. Can I come back again and take my rest beneath your green shaded trees? Anytime, I don't mind. I'm here for you to climb where the birds fly away to be free.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Well, they liked that one.
Oh, they did. I think they liked all of them. How about another round of applause for Ketch? We're at the Front Porch in Charlottesville live with Ketch Shakur. He shared three songs with us from his new album, Story the Crow Told Me, his debut solo album. Ketch, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, it's an honor to be here. I love being in the Old Dominion. I am a Virginian, and I'm really proud of the work that folks are doing to forge community all across the Old Dominion right now in times where community is a great source of strength. And Virginians seem to know how to do it better than most.
Thanks to everyone here at the Front Porch for sharing their facility with us, our WNRN staff for their support, and all our members and friends in attendance today. Thanks you for listening to WNRN. Also, thanks to Ketch once again for sharing his music with us. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.